Good morning and welcome to Simply Politics from China. It's Wednesday, March 27th. On today's show, Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi meets with the Deputy Prime Minister of Nepal, expressing the desire to strengthen political mutual trust and build a high-quality belt and road. Plus, Australian intelligence agencies issue a warning about Chinese influence infiltration. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Politics from China. We start off with a diplomatic update from Beijing, where Wang Yi, a member of the Political Bureau of the Communist Party of China Central Committee and Minister of Foreign Affairs, held talks with Nepal's Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister, Raghubir Mahaseth. Wang Yi stated that as a friendly neighbor and strategic partner, China has always placed Nepal in an important direction of its peripheral diplomacy. Celeste, can you elaborate on this?
Certainly, David. Wang Yi emphasized China's unwavering support for Nepal in maintaining its national sovereignty, independence, and national dignity. He also expressed support for Nepal's exploration of a development path that suits its national conditions. China is willing to continue providing as much assistance as possible for Nepal's economic and social development.
And what does this mean for the relationship between China and Nepal?
Wang Yi expressed China's desire to work with Nepal to promote traditional Sino-Nepalese friendship, consolidate political mutual trust, and build the Belt and Road Initiative with high quality. The aim is to push the strategic partnership of generations of friendship towards development and prosperity to a new and higher level.
What was Nepal's response to this?
Raghubir Mahaseth, Nepal's Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister, stated that the new Nepalese government attaches great importance to its relationship with China. They are willing to work closely with China to continuously improve the level of development of bilateral relations. Nepal firmly adheres to the One China policy and will not allow any forces to use Nepalese territory to engage in anti-China activities.
Thank you for those insights, Celeste. Speaking of China, let's shift our focus to Australia, where intelligence agencies have recently warned of Chinese influence infiltrating their political landscape. This has brought the issue of China's penetration into Australia back into the spotlight. Meanwhile, officials from the East Turkestan government in exile, viewed by the Chinese government as a separatist force in Xinjiang, have publicly stated that the Uyghur community in Australia is a target of infiltration and intimidation by the Chinese government. Abby, our correspondent for Simply Politics from China, is here to delve deeper into this issue. Can you tell us more about these allegations?
Certainly, David. Mamtimin Allah, the president of the East Turkestan government in exile who currently resides in Sydney, has pointed out that even Uyghurs in Australia are threatened by Chinese spies. He stated that the biggest threat to the Uyghur community in Australia is the issue of Chinese spy infiltration.
What kind of threats are the Uyghur community in Australia facing?
According to Mamtimin Allah, Uyghurs in Australia are not only under Chinese surveillance but also face intimidation. He mentioned that the Chinese Communist Party uses the relatives of overseas Uyghurs in China as hostages. If the overseas Uyghurs do not cooperate with the Chinese Communist Party, their families in China will suffer.
What evidence is there to support these claims?
Mamtimin Allah referred to data leaked from the Shanghai Public Security Database in 2021, which showed that thousands of Uyghurs are treated as terrorist suspects by China, and that individuals residing in Australia are under surveillance by the Chinese Communist Party.
What is the Australian government's stance on this issue?
Mamtimin Allah believes that Canberra should not hide from the public the information it has about the activities of Chinese spies in Australia. He suggests that the public should be educated about the scale of Chinese spy activities in Australia and encouraged to report suspicious activities. He emphasizes that the Australian government must maintain openness and transparency on the issue of threats from China.
What about the Australian politicians who are allegedly being manipulated by Chinese spies?
Michael Shoebridge, a former intelligence analyst at the Australian Signal Directorate and the Defence Intelligence Organisation, and now the director of Strategic Analysis Australia, pointed out that the exposure of the issue of political figures being manipulated by Chinese spies reflects the existence of loopholes in Australia that Chinese spies can exploit. He mentioned that several former Australian politicians have obviously received money from Chinese state-owned enterprises and have publicly made positive comments about the Chinese government.
What are the potential consequences of these allegations?
Shoebridge warns that the situation could worsen if Canberra, in an attempt to maintain stable Australia-China relations, fails to take appropriate measures to deal with the issue of Chinese spy infiltration. He suggests that if prosecutors file charges and expose the truth, it could disrupt the stable Australia-China relationship.
What does Mamtimin Allah suggest should be done to address this issue?
Mamtimin Allah believes that if Australia thinks that tolerating Chinese spy activities can stabilize Australia-China relations, it would be a misjudgment. He suggests that Canberra should face the nature of the Chinese Communist Party and support the Uyghur community in Australia. He emphasizes that Australia should protect itself from Chinese spy invasions and suggests that Australia should promote the Uyghur Policy Act to legally counteract the genocide committed by the Chinese Communist Party.
That was Simply Politics from China reporter Abby. Thank you for the insights. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Politics from China. We'll see you back here tomorrow.